Hello, my name is Edward Benyus, and I am music director of the Southern Illinois Symphony and Music Festival. And for the next hour, I'll be taking you on a musical preview of the 2012 Southern Illinois Music Festival, which runs June 8th to the 24th at venues throughout Southern Illinois. The first decade of the 20th century included these advancements. In 1900, Sigmund Freud published his Interpretation of Dreams and expanded the understanding of the human mind. In 1903, the Wright brothers made their first flight. In 1905, Albert Einstein developed his special theory of relativity, helping us understand the universe. And in 1908, Arnold Schoenberg blew up our understanding of music with his 12-tone technique, and he started composing music just like this.
Aus dem Qualm verlorener Tiefen steigt ein Duft, Erinnerung, Mord und finstere schwarze Riesenfalter töteten der Sonne Glanz.
That was an excerpt from Arnold Schoenberg's Night from his Pierrot Lunaire, a work that is 100 years old this year. But not all European composers bought into Schoenberg's philosophy. For example, the French Impressionists and their champion Claude Debussy composed music like this. That was an excerpt from Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun in a recording made in 2008 by the Southern Illinois Music Festival. Well, the 8th annual Southern Illinois Music Festival will highlight four composers who were active during this turn-of-the-century period: Sergei Rachmaninoff, Richard Strauss, Giacomo Puccini, and Igor Stravinsky. And our first example this morning of music that we will perform this summer at the music festival is by Igor Stravinsky, who was born in 1882 and lived a long life, dying in 1971 in the United States. Stravinsky wrote in a variety of styles during his career, and we will explore several of them during the music festival. Some of his music could be dissonant, and it's all rhythmically complex. But it was his ballet music, particularly three ballets that Stravinsky composed around 100 years ago, that made an important impact on music throughout the century. Here is an example of one of his most important ballet pieces. This is the finale from the ballet The Firebird. just heard the finale from the Firebird Ballet by Igor Stravinsky. This ballet was commissioned in 1910, and at age 27, Stravinsky, in composing the Firebird, went from obscurity to international renown. And we started this program with some music of Debussy and the French Impressionists, and we hear a lot of the influence of Debussy in Stravinsky's ballet, The Firebird. Well, The Firebird and another Stravinsky ballet, Petrushka, will be the first major performance of the 2012 Southern Illinois Music Festival. It will be performed on Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th at the Marion Cultural and Civic Center. Tickets are always available at the door for each performance of the Southern Illinois Music Festival. A complete schedule is on the web at sifest.com, and you can purchase tickets in advance at the Marion Civic Center's website, marionccc.org. Firebird is one of two ballets which we will perform on the weekend of June 8th and June 9th at the Marion Civic Center. There will be a dozen professional dancers coming from all over the United States, beautiful costumes and scenery, and then about three dozen local dancers performing the two Stravinsky ballets, Firebird and Petrushka. I believe they've never been performed in Southern Illinois with a live orchestra and full staging. Petrushka is the story of a puppet that comes to life at a Russian carnival. The music of Petrushka is more complex than the Firebird, and it represents a new stage in Stravinsky's compositions. Let's listen to the puppet's dance from Petrushka. You've just heard the puppet's dance from Igor Stravinsky's ballet Petrushka, which he composed in 1911. This work, along with the earlier ballet Firebird from 1910, will open the Southern Illinois Music Festival's eighth season on June 8th and 9th at the Marion Civic Center. Complete schedule is at sifest.com. This year's music festival is called Turn of the Century Masters, Strauss, Stravinsky, Puccini, and Rachmaninoff, and it runs June 8th to the 24th. Richard Strauss was another very eclectic composer. Born in 1864, he lived through the Nazi regime and died in 1949, but his music is tied more to the 19th century. He is known for operas, which were somewhat controversial, and a medium called tone poems, in which music is transformed and a single theme might be transformed throughout the tone poem. Some of his most famous ones are Don Juan, Till Eulenspiegel's Merry Pranks, and Death and Transfiguration. We'll hear a complete Strauss tone poem at the end of this program. Later in his life, though, Strauss looked back with a sort of nostalgic reverie to the classical era, and he was influenced, as many composers were, by Mozart. And during the 2012 Southern Illinois Music Festival, we're going to have a very special performance on Sunday, June 17th at 2 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church of Carbondale. And we are going to explore two of our four turn-of-the-century masters, Richard Strauss and Igor Stravinsky. The concert will also have an octet by Felix Mendelssohn, so an octet for strings by Mendelssohn, an octet for winds by Stravinsky, and then another work which is a terrific work for a large group of winds, and I'm going to play you an excerpt from that. Here is the minuet and trio from Richard Strauss's Symphony for Winds, which has the subtitle Happy Workshop. Thank you. That was the minuet and trio from the Symphony for Wind, subtitled The Happy Workshop, by the German composer Richard Strauss, one of the four turn-of-the-century masters that we are celebrating at this year's Southern Illinois Music Festival. It's unusual in that this music calls for 16 wind players, pairs of flutes, oboes, two bassoons, a contrabassoon, and then five members from the clarinet family. It's a wonderful work for winds, and it lasts about 40 minutes. That's on a program on June 17th during the music festival at the First United Methodist Church in Carbondale. Well, one of the major performances of the music festival will take place on Friday, June 15th at the Carterville High School Performing Arts Center. This will be the first time we've performed in this almost brand new facility in Carterville. Carterville High School in Southern Illinois. It's only 6 minutes drive from the University Mall in Carbondale, and it's a beautiful facility, and we're looking forward to perform there. The title of this program on June 15th is called Symphonic Dances. It features two works by one of our four highlighted composers, Sergei Rachmaninoff, and the tone poem Don Juan by Strauss, which we'll hear a little bit later. Rachmaninoff was born in 1873, and he lived till 1943. He was one of the great piano virtuosos of his time. He wrote four major works for piano and orchestra, four concerti, and then a work that we're going to perform. It's called The Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. He left Russia in 1917 after the revolution and continued an active performing career in Europe and the United States. Now, the first piece of music I'm going to play for you of Rachmaninoff today is a portion of his symphonic dances. This is one of the last pieces that Rachmaninoff composed in 1941. It was intended for Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra. It's really a unique piece. It has some beautiful romantic writing that Rachmaninoff is known for, and it also has some jazzy influences and even some flamenco influences. So we'll hear the finale of the Symphonic Dances now by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Thank you. That was the finale of Sergei Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances, a work which will be featured on June 15th at the Carterville High School Performing Arts Center as part of the 2012 Southern Illinois Music Festival. Another work on that program by Rachmaninoff is his Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. This is a wonderful work for piano and orchestra with my lovely wife, Cara Benyus, as the piano soloist. We're looking forward to collaborate on this beautiful music. In this work, Rachmaninoff takes a theme by the great Italian 19th century violin virtuoso Paganini. Here's what that theme sounds like. And following that theme, Rachmaninoff writes 24 variations on the theme. The most famous variation in this work is the 18th variation, and you can hear how Rachmaninoff has transformed this theme of Paganini into a beautiful piece of romantic music. That was the famous 18th variation from the Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini by Sergei Rachmaninoff, one of four turn-of-the-century masters featured in the 2012 Southern Illinois Music Festival. That work will be performed on Friday, June 15th at the Carterville High School Performing Arts Center. There will also be a preview performance on Thursday, June 14th in Marion, Illinois at the First Baptist Church. And that will be a concert especially to benefit the rebuilding efforts for the Harrisburg tornado. So June 14th and June 15th be sort of the center of our festival, with the largest orchestra performing music by Rachmaninoff and Strauss. The following weekend, Saturday, June 23rd, will be a smaller orchestra performance. The title of that concert is Stars of Today and Tomorrow. That concert will be June 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church of Carbondale, which is a wonderful acoustic for chamber orchestra. And on that concert, our stars of today will be some of our Southern Illinois Music Festival orchestra members, including Kurt Civilette on the French horn, Michael Barta, my colleague, on the violin performing a romance by Beethoven, and then we will also do a Mozart concert aria. The stars of tomorrow on that concert will be the winner or winners of a Southern Illinois Music Festival Young Artist Competition. So we'll know in early June who those winners will be. The final performances of the Southern Illinois Music Festival will be excerpts from possibly the greatest opera written, La Bohème by Giacomo Puccini. Puccini was born in 1858 and died in 1924, and he's one of the most successful opera composers of the 19th century. Puccini composed in a style that's known as verismo. That is, he portrayed realistic subjects from everyday life. He's known for gorgeous melodies that are lushly orchestrated. Puccini's La Bohème will be performed twice, Friday night, June 22nd at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday afternoon, June 24th at 2 p.m., both at the Carterville High School Performing Arts Center. And again, the 2012 Southern Illinois Music Festival complete schedule is online at sifest.com, and tickets are available at the door and in advance through the Marion Civic Center website. For our performance of La Bohème, we are bringing a production of Winter Opera St. Louis and some wonderful singers from across the country, from St. Louis and from the East Coast and from Kansas City, and right here in Southern Illinois, Eric McCluskey singing the role of Marcello. And our musetta for this performance comes from Kansas City, and her name is Ashley Wheat, a wonderful soprano. She'll also sing a Mozart aria on January 23rd. So we hope you will enjoy this finale for the music festival, La Bohème. Today I'm going to play one excerpt from the second act of La Bohème, a very famous melody. This is called Musetta's Waltz. It's sung by Musetta and the rest of the cast, and a huge chorus for La Bohème, and we'll have a wonderful adult chorus and children's chorus participating in our production of La Bohème, something you don't want to miss. Here is Puccini's Musetta's Waltz from La Bohème. Thank you.
detta l'abbandono,
mai quelle avverrer
poi darsi a miglior vita.
Sei pari,
sarci nubi in simil briga,
tenne chi ci
mai colline in tutte.
That was Musetta's Waltz and the finale of Act Two from Giacomo Puccini's La Bohème, which will close the Southern Illinois Music Festival on June 22nd and 24th. Complete schedule at sifest.com. 2 days not to miss of this music festival are two Friday nights in Carterville, June 15th for symphonic dances and June 22nd for Puccini's La Bohème. Make those date nights and don't miss those two great programs. If you wanted to add a third Friday night, come the previous Friday on June 8th for our two Stravinsky ballets, Petrushka, and Firebird. We are going to close the program with a work of Richard Strauss, one of his most beautiful and romantic pieces. This is the tone poem Don Juan. It's filled with very difficult music for the strings, a gorgeous solo for the oboe, triumphant writing for the horns and the brass. Here is Don Juan by Richard Strauss.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Fritz Reiner and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra performing Don Juan by Richard Strauss, which will be featured on June 14th and 15th at the 8th Annual Southern Illinois Music Festival, a complete schedule at sifest.com. This is Edward Benyus, Music Director of the Southern Illinois Music Festival. We hope you will come and enjoy our wonderful performances June 8th to 24th. You are listening to WSIU Radio.